this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtown with Rich Kimball. On this day, February 10, 2008, the Eagles win a Grammy Award for Best Country Performance by a Duo or Group with Vocal for How Long? It was the band's fifth Grammy Award. On this day, 2005, Roger Daltrey of The Who is awarded the CBE, Commander of the Most Excellent Order of the British Empire, by Queen Elizabeth II at Buckingham Palace for services to the music industry. On this day in 1997, Brian Connolly, vocalist for Sweet, who reached number 3 in 1973 with Little Willie, dies of kidney failure at the age of 52. On this day in 1975, Dave Alexander, the original bassist for the Stooges, dies of pulmonary edema at the age of 27 after being admitted to a hospital for pancreatitis. On this day in 1972, Britain's most popular glam rock act, T-Rex, kicks off their first headlining tour of the U.S. in support of their current hit, Bang-a-Gong. On this day in 1968, French orchestra leader Paul Muriat pushes all rock records aside and reaches Billboard's top spot with a harpsichord and violin-laden instrumental called Love is Blue. Muriat was no stranger to success, as he had written the music to Peggy March's 1963 hit, I Will Follow Him. On this day in 1964, American newspapers report that millions of teenage boys are spending extra time in front of the mirror trying to make their hair look like Paul McCartney's, following an appearance of the Beatles on The Ed Sullivan Show the previous night. On this day in 1962, Henry Mancini has the number one album in the U.S. with the soundtrack to the film Breakfast at Tiffany's. And on this day, February 10th, 1956, a true rock and roll legend records his biggest hit. Rolling Stone has listed the song at number 56 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. What's the song and who's the legend that wrote it and recorded it? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, February 10th, 1956, a true rock and roll classic is recorded by a true rock and roll legend. It will go on to be the biggest hit of his iconic career. Rolling Stone ranks it at number 56 on its list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. The legend is Little Richard. The hit is the biggest of his many contributions to rock and roll. Here's Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's Bibble Species Guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, baby. And he ducked back in the alley, oh, baby. Yes, baby. Ooh, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. And he ducked back in the alley.